Hi, my name is Daniela Lynn, and I'm interviewing Nikki Rybakov. It is September 18th, 2020, and it is currently 5:03 p.m. Do you give consent to be interviewed for the COVID-19 archive project?
Yes, I give consent.
Okay, so Nikki, what was your experience when COVID-19 started to appear in the media and when things started to shut down?
My high school was 40% boarding in the upper school, so we got a lot of international students. So my first time hearing about COVID was when a girl from near where the outbreak originally happened shared the experience as a current event in my biology class. That was my first time hearing of COVID, but when cases started to appear in my area, it was mainly close to my spring break, so I got out of school on March 5th, which was a Thursday, and then I left for my senior spring break to Montreal on that Friday. And so we didn't really hear about it until we had gone to New Hampshire, and the moms were very scared. So they said, pull over, we need to talk to you, because we were in separate cars. So we pulled over at a gas station, and the moms explained to us that there were cases in Wellesley and that they were scared that we wouldn't be able to pass the border or that we would get stuck there if and couldn't return. So they made the executive decision that one of the moms had a friend who had a house that we could stay at in New Hampshire. So we stayed in New Hampshire for the night to evaluate the situation and to see if anything got really worse. And then when it didn't, we went to Montreal the next day. And then it wasn't until we returned from Montreal 4 or 5 days later that things really started to shut down and realized that this was a bigger issue and it wasn't just gonna go away.
Okay, so what was your last day of school, and did you know that it was your last day of school?
So my last day of school was that Thursday, March 5th, 2020. I didn't know it was my last day of school. We all kind of thought that we would be going back after spring break, so we rushed to leave and we, you know, didn't think much of it. And then later on, when we realized that we weren't going back, that's when we all wished that we had taken, you know, 5-10 more minutes, really said goodbye, and, you know, really appreciate that we could still all be together in one place, because we weren't going to be able to do that again, as we later realized.
Okay, so what were your experiences throughout quarantine?
In the beginning of quarantine, we could only leave our houses to do grocery shopping, and we would only do that, you know, once every week or once every 2 weeks. And I was the one who mainly did the grocery shopping because my older sister, who had to come back from studying abroad, she doesn't have her driver's license, so I do, so I had to drive to the grocery store and do all of that. And then, you know, for COVID, and then also just, you know, our peace of mind, we wiped everything down before we put it away, and then we made sure that we wore gloves in the supermarket in addition to the mask. And you know, we changed our clothes when we came back into our house from outside because we didn't know if the virus could stick to clothing, if it could. And then towards the end of quarantine, I had a few socially distanced lunches with friends. One of my best friends and I would pick up food on the way to her house, and I would sit in her driveway and she would sit on her front porch, and we would have a socially distanced lunch.
Okay, so you mentioned that you were able to maintain relationship with this one friend, but overall, how did COVID impact your relationships with your friends and have missing out on the last few months of high school and graduation?
Well, my high school is very tradition-oriented. We have class rings that I'm wearing right now. So your junior flips your ring at your graduation. We couldn't do that, which was very sad. So I met up with mine later this summer, and she did flip my ring because my school is called Dana Hall, and there's a DH on the ring. So when you're a student, the DH faces you. And then when you graduate, the ring flips and the DH faces out. So that, you know, when you read it, you can read that it says DH instead of it being backwards to you or other people. My other friendships were really good. I texted a lot of people. I also did socially distanced lunches with other people, but that one friend, her name's Julia, we did lunches almost every week. So I still did keep in contact with my friends, and I'm still in contact with my friends, but it was just that like one instance that I think of.
So did you end up having any sort of ceremony for graduation or like a prom with just your friends?
So my graduation was a pre-recorded video on YouTube that was released at a certain time, and I wore a white dress, and so my school didn't do cap and gowns. We did a white dress, and you got a flower crown, and so I wore that in my dad's office because he had a Apple TV that we could connect to and stream the ceremony on that. And we did a Zoom with my brother and my sister-in-law and my nieces and nephews because they live in LA. So obviously they couldn't be there. And my aunts and uncles and my grandparents who also couldn't be there. We had everyone on Zoom. And then we also had the graduation there. So we were almost like we were all in one room, but still virtual. And then later that day, we went to my high school because it was a 30 to 45 minute drive from my house. And we took pictures there, still in my white dress and my flower crown, and everyone was all dressed up, and I had my diploma.
Okay, thank you.